Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, How About Showing Grace? If you're saved by grace, be gracious. The whole world wants its pound of flesh. Many cry for justice and act out vengeance. But our calling as Christians is different. We know that we deserve hell, but because of the grace and mercy of God, we've been given heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 5, 44 and 45, But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. God is a gracious God, and his children are to reflect that same reality. Too many times, Christians are like the man in Jesus' parable who was forgiven a huge debt, but upon going out found a man that owed him a very small amount and grabbed him by the throat, demanding full payment. We, above all people, should be gracious. If we have not walked in another person's shoes, we should be gracious. It's easy to be critical and cynical of those in leadership, see Moses, especially when we have never been there and known the rigors of the office. We should be gracious. We have never known what it is like to come from a different background. We should be gracious. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32 says, Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. What the world needs to see is God's grace and mercy put on display. This is where Jesus comes in. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, John 1:17. This is where you and I, as the body of Christ, come in. God intends for his people to put his love on display through acts of grace and mercy. Be kind. Be tender-hearted. Be forgiving. As Paul said, be imitators of God as dear children, Ephesians 5:1. This is our calling. Grace means unmerited favor. We don't deserve it. We don't earn it. Mercy is sympathetic to the needs of others and moves to help them in their self-inflicted misery. Remember, Christ died for his enemies, which included you and I, until by the grace of God we were reconciled to him. There is no greater demonstration of grace than the cross of Jesus Christ. Above all, God's people are all about grace. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. If we are truly saved by grace, let us be gracious. Our very identity is found in grace. Titus 3, verses 3 through 8. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But, when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works of grace and mercy. I added that part. Be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace and your mercy. We are, above all, as your people, trophies of grace. Thank you. And Lord, I pray that we, as your people, would be gracious. We're saved by grace. Help us to be gracious. We've been saved by your mercy. Help us to be merciful. Lord, we ask now that we would put you on display before a watching world. May you be glorified. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.